All right, my name is Connie Barlow, and I'm going to be doing the Words for All Ages. So kids and parents, if you want to join your kids here, come on forward. I'm going to need a little help telling this story. So come on forward. You can sit right around here on the rug, not too close here. Yeah, good. All right, my name is Connie, and I love learning about plants and animals. I've loved it ever since I was, who was the youngest here? Since I was your age. In fact, I loved it so much that when I was younger, I wrote science books. I wrote 4 science books, and I still enjoy learning about them. Now I'm doing climate action. And all of us are doing some sort of climate action. How many of you, when you walk out of a room, especially at night, you put your hand up on the wall and go like this? What does that mean? When you're walking out of a room, put your hand... Yeah, what's that? You're putting your hand to turn off the lamp? How many of you do that when you leave a room? Do you know that's helping to save electricity? That's helping our climate? Yeah, there's all kinds of things that we do. What I'm doing is I'm helping plants adapt to the climate that's already changing now. And I work with trees. When I got here, I spent a half hour looking at your trees around here. Do you know you have some of the most amazing trees I've ever seen right here? Let me show you a couple. You have 2 really gigantic trees. And one of them, let me put some leaves down here so that you can all see over here, down in here. Everybody see here kind of what that leaf looks like? Here, here, here you've got some here. Oh, we've got another one back here. Okay. All right, grown-ups, looks like this. Kind of like a maple leaf, but flat across the top. What is this? Tulip poplar. Okay, tulip tree. It's actually not a poplar. It's a kind of magnolia. Have you seen the beautiful, creamy tulip-type flowers in the spring that are on this tree? It's actually a magnolia. This is the furthest north magnolia that you have. And you know what? Chicago is about as far north as it gets. Well, this tree is going to need some of our help. Probably not mine. My generation won't need to do this, but your generation probably will. You're going to need to help these trees move north. And people in Chicago are already doing it without knowing it because it can live up there. Here's what the seeds look like, and they can blow in the wind. So they've moved a lot. During past thousands and thousands, during the Ice Age, they had to move, let's see, south when it got warm. Wait. South, north when it got warm, south when the ice came down. They moved back and forth. But climate's changing a little faster now, and they're probably going to need your help, okay? Now, here's another kind. Grown-ups, don't say what this is. I also found this on the ground. Have any of you found this on the ground before? Okay, what is it? Walnut, yeah. This is a walnut. I love the way it smells. If the walnut tree, can you eat something inside here? Yeah. We actually have a different kind of walnut that we eat. I just had some for breakfast this morning. I put it in my cereal. We have a kind that grows in Europe, but the squirrels eat this, and the Native Americans also ate it. There's a nut inside here. Now, if the birds need to move north as the climate warms, how do they do that? How do birds move north? Yeah, they fly, right? How is a walnut tree going to move north? Does this have legs to walk? How's it going to move north? It's what? It'll roll. Very good, it'll roll. And there's an animal that will help it. It will grab this when it falls down in this time of year, and it'll bury it underground and dig it up in the winter to eat. Yes. Squirrels, right. And the squirrels might carry it maybe this far from the tree, right? And sometimes they forget where they bury things. And then the tree will grow. Squirrels can't move this fast enough. People in Canada, foresters, are already helping the American walnut move north. So this is what you're going to get a chance to do, is to help this. So when you walk out today, see if you can see that the trunk of the tree is about this big around, okay? Grown-ups, help them find it. Trunk of the tree is really big. When you walk out today, look and see this leaf. This is called a tulip tree, okay? I love trees. I hope some of you grow up to help trees move. You love trees too? Yeah. All right.